Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we celebrate the relationship of jazz and one of the world's most popular beverages with a caffeinated brew of Nat King Cole, Jerry Southern, Sonny Chris, J.J. Johnson, and others. It's Java Jive, Jazz Coffee Songs, tonight on Nightlights.
The door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go a-loving. A woman's born to weep and fret and stay. I'm moaning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between is nicotine and not much heart to fight. Coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy. To maybe come
coffee, you the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You the starch in my collar. You the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known wave, This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Is clear, dear. You're my Worcestershire, dear. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. Like a restaurant with a recipe. You're the lace in my shoe. I'd be lost without you.
The Nat King Cole Trio doing You're the Cream in My Coffee. Nat King Cole on piano and vocals, Oscar Moore on guitar, Johnny Miller on bass from Best of the Nat Cole Trio, the Vocal Classics 1942 through 1946 on the Capitol label. We started off with Sarah Vaughan doing probably the ultimate jazz coffee song, Black Coffee, 1949 recording from The Divine Sarah Vaughan, the Columbia years, 1949 through 1953. Tonight's Nightlights program is an ode to coffee and coffee's association with jazz. Jazz, of course, is not alone in its relationship. Folk music has a strong association as well, and some even label early 1960s groups and artists as coffeehouse folk. But it will be jazz that we're focusing on tonight, and the coffeehouse beat scene of the 1950s is certainly a strong association that many make with jazz. That scene continues today. You can often hear jazz live or recorded in coffeehouses, and you can even buy it now in some. So I thought we'd start off the program with two tracks that date back to around 1960 and that come from portrayals of jazz and its relationship to the beat coffeehouse scene on film and in TV. We'll hear Henry Mancini from the Peter Gunn soundtrack doing Goofin' at the Coffeehouse. And we'll start off with Carmen McRae. This is a song that comes from the 1960 film The Subterraneans, which was loosely, and I do say loosely, with some import based on Jack Kerouac's novel of the same name. Interesting movie that featured Leslie Caron as a beatnik and Jerry Mulligan as a hip priest. And there were a number of good jazz musicians in the cast besides Mulligan. Art Farmer was in there in some scenes, and on the soundtrack, you can hear people like Art Pepper and Bill Perkins. Andre Previn did a lot of the writing for the film, and he backs Carmen McRae on this track. This is Coffee Time from The Subterraneans on Nightlights.
Coffee Time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's listen to some jazz and rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Let me show a little coffee house I know, where all the new bohemians go to have a cup of coffee. Greeting time, the music box is beating time. It's good old-fashioned meeting time, so grab a chair and dig me there, for that's just the place that I'm at. Coffee time, my dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. grab a chair and dig me there, for that's just the place that I'm at, coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. And have a cup of coffee. It's coffee time.
Henry Mancini and Goofin' at the Coffee House from the soundtrack More Music from Peter Gunn. Before that, we heard Carmen McRae doing Coffee Time from Hollywood Swing and Jazz, and originally taken from the soundtrack to The Subterraneans. Goofing at the Coffee House, accompanying a scene. I've actually seen the Peter Gunn episode where that music is used, and Peter Gunn, in the course of his investigation, goes into this beatnik coffee house where poetry is being read and has kind of a wry reaction to all of the people he runs into there. Both of those subjects, actually, Peter Gunn and The Subterraneans, will be featured in upcoming Nightlights programs. Perking right along here on our coffee jazz program, another subject of a future Nightlight show is our next performer, Una Mae Carlisle, who was a protege of Fats Waller in the 1930s and a really good singer-songwriter and pianist, and who was unfortunately had her career aborted around 1950 or so, dealing with some health issues and other things. The bulk of her recording was done in the late 1930s and the early 1940s. We'll hear her now on a song in which she's backed by the John Kirby Sextet, a group that seems to be coming into vogue again. They were on a recent This American Life program as background music, and they're a really wonderful ensemble that in some ways sort of anticipated cool third stream and chamber jazz. They're backing Una Mae Carlisle here on her song Coffee and Cakes on Nightlights.
Just coffee and cakes and lots of your kisses are all that it takes whenever I'm blue. I'll always feel like a million, 'cause I can count on you. Just coffee and cakes and all your caresses are all the good breaks I'm planning for two. They couldn't give me a zillion to take my eyes off you. Though millionaires drive a fancy car, and that is the shot caviar, Doremi has plenty of charms, but all I want is you in my arms. With coffee and cakes and all of your loving, together it makes a heaven for two. I'll always feel like a million with coffee and cakes and you. Together it makes a heaven for two. I'll always feel like a million with coffee and cakes and you.
Una Mae Carlisle doing Coffee and Cakes from Una Mae Carlisle 1941 through 1944 in the Chronological Classics label, backed by the John Kirby Sextet. Well, a more common association is probably coffee and cigarettes. And actually, there have been scientific studies that show that nicotine and caffeine tend to enhance each other's effects for better or for worse, which is one reason why people who give up smoking often still have a strong craving, especially when they're drinking coffee. And here are a couple of songs that bring together coffee and cigarettes. We'll hear from the Larks doing Coffee, Cigarettes, and Tears. And here's Jerry Southern with Coffee, Cigarettes, and Memories on Nightlights.
The third cup, cigarette, the fifth one, memories,
haunting memories,
that's all I have to keep me company. Cigarette, the sixth one, memories,
same old memories,
they fill my nights while you're away from me.
I'd only lie awake. My baby said goodbye again, and my heart's about to break. So please don't mind my sitting here alone with my regrets. Another cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
It's nice of you to tell me, pal, that she was all to blame. She only brings me misery, but I love her just
just the same. I understand your sympathy. You'd like to help some way. Just fill that old cup again and empty the old ashtray.
Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
The Larks doing Coffee, Cigarettes, and Tears from the Dawn of Doo-Wop on the Proper Label collection of 1940s black vocal harmony groups, another subject that will be the topic of an upcoming Nightlights program. Before that, we heard Jerry Southern doing Coffee, Cigarettes, and Memories from a CD of the same name that also includes her LP Southern Breeze, put out on the Capitol label. Well, some coffee consumption facts. It's a global industry that employs more than 20 million people, and it's a commodity that ranks second only to petroleum in terms of dollars traded worldwide. Over 400 billion cups are consumed every year, making coffee the world's most popular beverage. So with that in mind, we'll go now to Barry Harris and his instrumental track, and it's a topic that all of us, I think, can relate to, or many of us can relate to. Morning Coffee, Barry Harris on Nightlights.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor, coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil? No tea, or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil. Hey, Pedro, get the flashlight, I cannot find the sugar.
Frank Sinatra doing the coffee song. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil from the complete Frank Sinatra on Columbia. Before that, we heard Barry Harris doing Morning Coffee from Barry Harris at the Jazz Workshop with Sam Jones on bass and Louis Hayes on drums. And it's true, they do have an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Over 5 million people are employed in the cultivation and harvesting today in Brazil of more than 3 billion coffee plants. A little more background on coffee. It was first discovered in Eastern Africa in an area that's known today as Ethiopia. It eventually made its way to the European continent by means of Venetian trade merchants. And once it was there, it evidently came under some rather harsh criticism from the Catholic Church. A lot of people felt that the Pope should ban coffee and called it the drink of the devil. But the Pope at the time evidently was already a coffee drinker, and he blessed it, declaring it a truly Christian beverage. A lot of this information coming from coffeeuniverse.com on the web. It came over to America in the 1700s by means of a French infantry captain who tended one small plant all the way across the Atlantic and transplanted it to the Caribbean island of Martinique. And there, that eventually gave birth to over 19 million trees on the island within the next 50 years. Coffee was also declared the national drink of the then colonized United States by the Continental Congress in protest of the excessive tax on tea levied by the British Crown. So some background information on coffee there for you. I started drinking coffee when I was growing up in Indianapolis, and I worked in a coffee house there on Massachusetts Avenue. So I thought I'd play a couple of Indianapolis-related artists and their own odes to coffee. We'll hear from J.J. Johnson doing Coffee Pot, and the Ink Spots, who got their start in Indianapolis in the late 1920s and the 1930s. This is their hit, Java Jive, on Nightlights.
I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the jabba-jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean. Unless it is the cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love jabba, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
Thank you.
J.J. Johnson performing his own composition, Coffee Pot, backed there by Wynton Kelly on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, and Sabu Martinez on congas from the eminent J.J. Johnson Volume 2 on the Blue Note label. We also heard from the Ink Spots, Java Jive, from the CD of the same name. Coffee consumption actually peaked in 1962 when 3/4 of people over the age of 10 drank at least a cup a day. By 1990, that number had declined to about half of all people over age 10, but that's also around the time that the coffee house revival took hold, and certainly in recent years we've seen a surge of interest in this beverage and an explosion, basically, of stores and chains that market it now. We're going to go way back for our next track, a little bit further back than we normally go for Nightlights tracks, but this is a good one by the Boswell Sisters, a wonderful vocal group from the 1930s, very underrated, not talked about a whole lot these days. Connie Boswell, quite an influence on Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to hear a recording they did accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers, and then we'll hear from Sonny Chris, an instrumental version of Black Coffee from the late 1960s. First, hear the Boswell Sisters with Coffee in the Morning, Kisses at Night on Nightlights.
Just a simple thing. I've one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning, two kisses in the night. It's my desire to do as I'm told, to have what you require and never have it cold. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The wedding bells sound out dirty, the wedding ties may spoil the fun without the helping hand of clergy. Oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring it's natural and normal to give you everything, dear, from coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. I've got a mission, just a simple thing. I've one ambition, to have the right to bring you coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It's my desire to do as I'm told, to have what you require and never have it cold. Coffee in the morning, kisses in the night. The wedding bells sound out and dirty, the wedding ties may spoil the fun without the help and hand of clergy. Oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring it's natural and normal to give you everything, dear, from coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. Oh, darling, I really want you to take me in your arms and hold me tight. Now, honey, I'm warning, you'll get coffee in the morning to kisses in the night.
a plan, but it all ran out the pan when he sat down to have another brown steaming cup of Java Joe. You know, yeah, too much coffee, man. Too much coffee, man. He's too much coffee, man. Like I said, Stan, he's the man. He is too much coffee, man. That's his name, don't you get it? Too much coffee, man. Do, 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 do. What's that you said? What's that on his head? That is his head, man. Huh. Yeah, he's too much coffee, man. What was the plan? Do, 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 do. He tells it like it is, but it isn't happening. He says, come in, Russ, what's happening? Yeah. Let's sit down and make a plan. Nothing happening, man. No. Yeah. Well, as long as you're hanging around, might as well have another brown steaming cup of Java Joe, you know? Yeah, we'll make a plan.
That's Bob Duro and Too Much Coffee Man from the CD of the same name. We also heard Sonny Chris doing Black Coffee from This Is Chris and the Boswell Sisters doing Coffee in the Morning, Kisses at Night from the Boswell Sisters Volume 4. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next week for Holiday Happening, Christmas Jazz. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can hear this and other Nightlights programs on the Nightlights webpage at www.wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
He drink it roasted, he drink it toasted, he drink it blended, he drink it instant, he drink it chilled, he drink it scalded, he drink it decaf. No, man. Decaf. Oh, you heard me. No decaf. Too much coffee. Yep, let's get up and go. Yeah, but before we go, I think I need one more. I need one for the road, and I need one for the load. Too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee.